Okay.
KN4VWA, KN4RJM.
RJN, KN4VWA. John, what's up this morning, bud?
I heard N0TR on there just a minute ago.
Yeah, I'm still here. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Steve.
Check my range here. Right now, I'm...
I didn't catch any of that, did you?
I was checking the range or something like that. I think it wasn't too clear. Good morning, John. Go ahead, Steve. Try again.
6 miles outside of Columbia. 36 miles outside of Columbia.
QSL, I was just waiting on John. Yeah, I could hear you pretty good, actually. Some popping and crackling, but not too bad. Go ahead, John.
Kind of faded in and out there for a minute, but that that last transmission was fairly clear.
No joy on that one, Steve. You kind of been in the tower up there on the repeater. You're stretching it so far. I think he's about gone, John.
Yeah, I believe he is. He's quite a ways down there. I hear it break and squelch every once in a while, but I don't hear any audio.
He's pretty close to 100 miles away. And that's the fringe of the coverage of the repeater there off Caesar's Head. Well, how are you this morning, John? I just got my ears examined, and I'm headed home.
Hey, guys, I'm back in here now. I was down in the swag. You got me?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I went down in the swag there. That'll be getting pretty good now. Yeah, like I said, I'm about 34 miles outside of Columbia. Probably, I'm at the Newberry exits.
Well, that's a long ways down there. Go ahead, John.
Got a question for you, Tom. Do you know WD4CYM Karen up in Tryon?
I think she was the one who used to do the net. Sounds familiar.
She's our Tuesday night net controller. We haven't heard from her in a while. I'm just trying to find people that might know her and know what's going on with her.
I didn't really know her personally. I just checked in a few times with her, and it's been quite some time. Steve, you still there? You give up on it. Well, sorry to hear that, but maybe she just got called out elsewhere. You never know nowadays with this stupid virus going around.
Some radio problems in the past, but she usually call in and let us know that she can't do it, but we haven't heard from her in a couple of weeks, and I'm starting to get a little concerned.
Any help to you there, John? My ears are just typically aged, they said, and the left one's back to normal now. I had lost 50% or more of my hearing. It was driving me crazy, but started back on May the 4th, and I just now got in.
You still got two, one on each side?
According to the wife, you can see right through both of them just looking in one side with that otoscope.
Yeah, roger that. So how's Bernice this morning?
Oh, she was fine when I left. I hurried up and had a part of a bowl of cream of wheat and a piece of toast, and that's an abbreviated breakfast for me. I don't know what she's doing. She fouled up some zucchini bread yesterday and was pretty ticked off about that, so she's probably trying again today to make that right. It was a new version of it. Cooking is her hobby.
I'm surprised she let you out unsupervised.
Well, I got to go out tomorrow morning, too, for an eye appointment. They're not letting anybody in. Usually she's right with me, but they're not letting anybody in that's not a patient now.
Coming out there unsupervised is just a little bit scary, but I guess she didn't have any choice.
Well, I told her, being an electrician and an electronic technician, when I got to age 40, I was going to trade her in on 220s, and she says, I told her I was wired for 220, and she says, go ahead.
And you lived through that exchange?
Once a week, whether I need it or not, anyway, John. So I got smartened up with some smart pills real quick, and it's been 52 years, so that's a blessing.
Well, the fact that they haven't found your body buried in a shallow grave out back, I guess, is a testament to something.
Yeah, miracles do happen. But John, I just about arrived home, and I gotta go ahead and get these city slicker clothes off and get some shorts on and a sleeveless shirt, and I'll feel more at home and go out and visit the girls. Only it's not 220s, it's my chickens.
Do that. We'll give our best to Bernice, and you take care. KN4RJN, I'm a clear.
KN4RJN in 0TR. 73 is John. Have a good day. Thanks for jumping in there.
Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
KN4RJN, not so mobile.
South Carolina, whereabouts?
And just a little north of Spartanburg.
Okay, I just wondered how my signal was getting out to the repeater, that's all. I made some changes today.
Yeah. Say again, please. Still didn't quite catch that. Where did you say you were? Caught at that time. So, what are you up to today?
See how this radio's working. I made a few changes on it today, so just wondered how it was getting into the repeater.
Coming in Lima, Charlie. Sounding good.
Pensacola, Georgia.
KN4RJN. Somebody else hopped in there. I'm not quite sure what I didn't copy.
Coming back, so I'm just about pulling into the driveway, so I will let you go. You have a good one. Appreciate the comeback. ND7J Mobile.
D7J, KN4RJN, you have a good day. 73s, I am clear.
Flats, pulling in. You got dead full quiet in into the repeater. I'm located in Tacoma, Georgia. Name is Joe, KB1ZA.
Appreciate that report from you as well. Tacoma, that's a little bit of a trip for you, and you're doing well as well. 73.
Roger, Dodger. Have a good day, my friend.